Proverbs chapter 3, my son, do not forget my teaching, and keep my commandments in your heart. For the length of your days and years of your life, they will add peace to you. Do not let steadfast love and faithfulness ever leave you. Tie them together about your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will find favor and a good reputation in the sight of God and man. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment for your bones. Honor Yahweh with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. And your storehouses will be filled up, and your vats will be bursting, full of new wine. My son, do not despise Yahweh's instruction, and do not hate His rebuke. For Yahweh disciplines those He loves, as a father deals with a son who pleases him. The one who finds wisdom is blessed. He also gets understanding. What you gain from wisdom is better than what silver will give in return, and its profit is better than gold. Wisdom is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare to her. She has the length of her days in her right hand, and her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of it. Those who hold on to it are happy. By wisdom Yahweh founded the earth. By understanding He established the heavens. By His knowledge the depths broke open, and the clouds dropped their dew. My son, do not let these depart from your eyes. Guard some wisdom and discretion. They will be life to your soul and an adornment of favor to wear around your neck. Then you will walk on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror or devastation caused by the wicked when it comes. For Yahweh will be on your side and will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act. Do not say to your neighbor, "Go and come again, and tomorrow I will give it," when you have the money with you. Do not make a plan to harm your neighbor, the one who dwells in safety with you. Do not argue with a person without a reason when he has done nothing to harm you. Do not envy a violent person or choose any of his ways. For the devious person is an abomination to Yahweh, but he brings the upright person into his confidence. The curse of Yahweh is on the house of the wicked person, but he blesses the home of righteous people. He mocks mockers, but he gives his favor to humble people. Wise people inherit honor, but fools will be lifted up in their shame.